Sonic and Friends episode number 1. Today is the 24th of March 2023, and I'm your host, Jerry. Thanks for joining us. Let's get to it with today's topic. Tails and Amy Rose put on their hat, scarf, mittens and coat wishing for snow until Sonic saw them outside. He told them it's not winter yet. Let's get right to the topic of today's episode.
This article is about a group of characters who go outside to wish for snow, but it's not winter yet. Sonic tells them that it's not winter yet, and they go back inside.
Dash. Tails and Amy Rose were excited to put on their hat, scarf, mittens and coat wishing for snow. Sonic liked how Tails' head fur was ruffled from the hat and told him that it looked good like that. Tails smiled and said he liked it this way too. Sonic then asked where the owner of the salons told him to get his hair cut, so he could get his fur back to its usual length. The owner had told him to keep it at its current length just the way it was. Shadow and Amy had been together for years, but they both knew it was time to part ways. Shadow expected Amy to go back home, but when he paid her a visit, he was surprised to find her outside wishing for snow. Sonic appeared in a flash and told them it's not winter yet. As Amy sadly turned to leave, Shadow grabbed her hand and asked if she would stay at his place until the season changed. Amy felt torn between the happiness of being with Shadow and the sadness of leaving her home, but eventually accepted his offer with gratitude. Much attention from Shadow. She was able to make the salon owner feel fuzzy inside as they fiddled around with her hair and pampered her with their peculiarist techniques such as running cold water and adjusting temperatures. They were both filled with joy in anticipation of a snowy winter's day, but when Sonic saw them outside, he told them it's not yet winter. This fact unnerved people but didn't stop Amy from continuing to handle their walls and scalp. This was their chance at a special Christmas treat. Princess Peach and Toadsworth were busy thinking of a plan to make an emergency stop to their vacation, as they had heard rumors of the mysterious disappearance of Amy's doppelganger. They tried searching for her but to no avail. Amy decided to find new pen pals instead and wrote letters to them, telling them about her adventures with Sonic and hoping that one day she would get the chance to tell her hero face to face. She also informed her hero about seeing her doppelganger on their last adventure together. She kept this secret from everyone except for Sonic, who encouraged Amy to tell the reader what she had seen so that readers wouldn't be left in the dark. For years Amy had been writing letters, but finally one day, she got an answer. It was from Sonic. He sent her a power-up item as a gift and told her that he was on his way back home. When Tails and Amy Rose put on their hat, scarf, mittens and coat wishing for snow, Sonic saw them outside. He told them it's not winter yet. Sonic and Amy have a long history of friendship since the first Sonic games. The two have been through many adventures together, including when Sonic went back in time to save her from being kidnapped in the game Sonic CD. Amy looks like Sonic but with pink fur, and she usually wears a lab coat with buttons and a scarf. She also wears a purple beret and a pair of white gloves. When Tails and Amy Rose put on their hat, scarf, mittens, and coat wishing for snow until Sonic saw them outside, he told them it's not winter yet. Amy had covered her legs with a short lavender winter jacket with purple cuffs at the edges and a red-violet band around her waist. She was wearing a purple scarf covering her muzzle and skin to keep warm in the cold weather. Her green ogivy was covering her head with its red-violet jacket, which had two pockets at the front. To complete the look, she wore purple winter boots with red-violet bands around the top of her feet. Maurice Hedgehog showed Amy physical affection by wrapping his scarf around her neck for extra warmth. Tails and Amy Rose put on their hats, scarves, mittens and coats wishing for snow until Sonic saw them outside. He told them it's not winter yet, which made the two disappointed. Despite this, Amy remained an optimist and tried to remain positive. Amy Rose is an important part of Team Sonic as she helps in designing cars and sometimes takes part in missions with the team. She is a pink hedgehog who has her own main series counterpart that appears in the games too. In her free time, she enjoys knitting or baking with her mother and playing with Knuckles too. But when she's alone in her room, she likes to mess up the pillows on her bed before throwing them back into place for fun. She also loves to design clothes and accessories for herself or her friends, like Sonic or Tails. Knuckles had crossed his knuckles and faced the two, making Amy a bit nervous. As they all looked up, a glowing symbol of crossed knuckles appeared in the sky. Suddenly, Amy
and Tails wondered if Shadow was coming. As time passed, Amy made a shadow of herself on the canyon walls, noting its differences from her own home, as they followed well-worn steps that Sonic had taken many times before. All three kept their eyes on the door until they reached the top. Amy saw Knuckles in the distance and suspected Shadow was nearby too. She had a feeling of understanding on her face. He was more than just a hedgehog, he was like a brother, even father figure. Sonic gave her a heavy pat on the back with one hand and held up the picture with the other. He said he wanted them to have an adventure and be like an older brother to them at times.
This is all for today, guys. My name is Jerry and I appreciate your attention. Please join me for the next episode of Sonic and Friends and share this podcast with your friends if you enjoyed it. Thanks. Bye-bye.